Okay, there you go. Yes, and I want to tell you something about the implementation of predictive analytics projects in corporate environments. And what we are actually going to do, we are going to look at three use cases that we are that we encountered in our day-to-day work. And that's actually our goal. The last question: how does the best implementation look like? And there's two aspects that are really crucial about it. The first thing is, what kind of predictive analytics projects are we actually dealing with? And the other one is, how do the corporate environments differ? So based on those aspects, we kind of decide how the implementation is going to look like. And first of all, I want to tell you about who we are, or what we do. We are actually a statistical consultancy. And we have three main topics we are concerned with. That's online marketing, customer relation management, and BI reporting. And especially, and of course, we deal a lot with predictive analytics models, everything is based on predictions. So you see online marketing, we have customer journey analysis, or, for example, fraud detection. Then typical topics in customer relation management is customer lifetime value, churn management, and then we have BI and reporting. Yes, we develop dashboards, things like that. And then derived from all of these experience we have, we actually set up trainings. So that can be a small workshop on a very specific topic, and or coming to like a whole training for how to become a data scientist. So that's what we do. And for our work, we mainly use R, especially for the development of models, predictive analytics models. And of course, there's some SQL pre-processing. But then already for data preparation, we use R. Then of course, we have data validation reports to see whether the import worked well or not. So there we use R Markdown. And then when we specify our models, we have kind of a loop. Of course, we have a model, we check it, test it, and if we don't like it, then we redo the whole process. So that's how we use R internally. But then, of course, if we do this for our clients, it's a question about how to implement those models on the client side, and also how to maintain the models. So what is important here, and what we already saw at the speakers before, that like a very common case is that we have in a company some, let's say, IT person, and he or she has like a fable for, I don't know, some fancy implementation, but doesn't really know how to do it, or does not have the resources to do it. And so that's where we come in, and we support. And so basically, normally we already have a person we can kind of talk to. We don't speak the same language, but with some work, actually we can understand each other. But then of course you have different settings and different companies, and it's always a question about what kind of tasks we have. Like, okay, we need predictions because we are in a prediction setting, but do they have to be in real time? Do we need to recalibrate the model? Does it have to be automatically, or can you just trigger it yourself? Then it's a question of technology. Do we have R or not? Is it maybe about implementing a solution in a data warehouse without R, things like that? So that's about technology. And then of course you have the people. And on the one hand, you can have like a data science team that works usually best because we kind of speak the same language, but then also you could have an IT team, and here we need comes some kind of different implementation. So that's the three questions at hand, and according to those settings, we can think of different implementations. And the first one I want to talk about is about the banking industry. Just imagine that we have to make prediction for a scoring algorithm, so the bank knows which product to offer the respective person. And those predictions should be in real time, and the model should recalibrate automatically. We have R, we can work with R, and we have a data science team. So of course, the development of the algorithm is just our job, because that's what we are specialized in, but then we can kind of hand over everything to the data science team at the client side. And usually have something like a kickoff training or workshop. Let's say we build a package, and then we can just go there, explain how the package works, what kind of functions we have, and what kind of results we get at the end. And so everything that comes after the maintenance and implementation is at the client side. So that's one case we can look at. The other one, let's say we have an inbound call center, and of course they need to attribute their resources efficiently, so they kind of want to know how their demand is going to look like. So here we don't need real-time prediction, that doesn't really make sense, but it's okay if we, let's say, update the information weekly. And of course, the model needs to recalibrate itself. Again, we can work with R, but also like at the client side, we have like a strict data warehouse approach, and people there, which is really important, is an IT team, and they are not really keen on working with R. I don't know, like probably you have experience, but yeah, for some IT people, R is not really a programming language and things like that. Yeah, so anyways. And what we did there, again, we developed the algorithm in-house, but then we have like R jobs that can be triggered just automatically. We schedule them, and then the results are just printed to their data warehouse, and that's actually what they can work with. And here, of course, the maintenance is on our side, because at the client side, we don't have people that really understand or that are that much into what we do that they could do it themselves. And then we have like a third case, let's say online marketing and real-time bidding. Real-time bidding is, let's say you were just looking at nice shoes from a certain brand in the internet, and then you go to a news site and you see lots of ads about shoes from that brand. Well, what happened? Behind the scenes, there's an auction, and different brands or different companies can bid for a certain ad. And so, that's real-time bidding. Of course, this has to happen really, really fast in real time, but you don't really need a model calibration, because you can just set your parameters you need to make the prediction, to judge whether or not it's really worth booking that slot or not. And then in this case, people at the client side don't use R at all. They are just working with Java. And again, we have an IT team. So what did we do here? We kind of estimate the models internally, and then we just hand out some lookup tables for the model coefficients so that the client themselves can just make the predictions based on the coefficients we gave to them. So, and they can just do that in Java or whatever language they use. So this is really kind of simple and easy to understand. And of course, then maintenance is kind of a mixture. If the model has to be updated, it's on our side. But if they make predictions or they want to change something there, it's on their side. So as I said, this model is really simple, which is worth a lot, because normally, as I said before, if you have like a person you can talk to and you understand each other, it's fine. But then of course, for example, you have that IT person, he or she has to justify whatever he does up to the C-level or down to their customers. So the technical issue is not the only issue. The other one is transparency, or yes, to invoke acceptance of the methods we use. And that's actually, yes, also a big part of our work, to find the solution, not the best technical solution, but to find the solution that fits to that special environment, to the culture of a company. Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about, and thank you very much for your attention.